Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jerry White. Batting second. The right fielder, Gary Roenick. Batting third. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Mike Jorgensen. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Mackinnon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Barry Foote. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Carruthers. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Don Carruthers. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting second. The third baseman, Steve Ontiveros. Batting third. The right fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gary Thomason. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dave Rader. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Craig Robinson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Halicki. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Ed Halicki. And now, play ball. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of 1-2. White strikes out. 1 out. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Roenick strikes out. 2 outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Foley hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Herndon hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Ontiveros hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ontiveros for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Mercer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Mercer hits a fly ball into right field. Roenick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Mackinnon hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Matthews hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Thomason hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Matthews moves to third. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Spear hits a fly ball into left field. Jorgensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Matthews tags and scores. 1 out. It's 1-0, Giants. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Foote hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Carruthers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carruthers hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry White batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Expos nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Craig Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Halicki is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Halicki strikes out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Herndon is 0 for 1 in the game. Herndon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Herndon. The throw from Foote and he is safe. Herndon steals second. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ontiveros is 0 for 1 in the game. Ontiveros strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick is 0 for 1 in the game. Roenick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Foley is 0 for 1 in the game. Foley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rader settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Thornton batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornton hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Expos. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish strikes out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Jorgensen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jorgensen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Mercer is 0 for 1 in the game. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Matthews is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Matthews hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Thomason is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thomason hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon misplays the ball. That's an error on Mackinnon. Matthews moves to second. Chris Spear batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Spear is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Giants 1. The Expos will come to bat. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mackanin is 0 for 1 in the game. Mackanin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ontiveros fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Foote is 0 for 1 in the game. Foote takes first base on ball 4. Don Carruthers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Carruthers is 0 for 1 in the game. Carruthers bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Foote moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Foote scores. Carruthers moves to second. It's 3-1, Expos. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Roenick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Roenick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Robinson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Rader batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Rader is 0 for 1 in the game. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rader for the out. 1 out. Craig Robinson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson strikes out. 2 outs. Ed Halicki is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Halicki is 0 for 1 in the game. Halicki takes first base on ball 4. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Herndon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Herndon hits a fly ball into right field. Roenick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Giants 1. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Foley is 0 for 2 in the game. Foley hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ontiveros settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ontiveros is 0 for 2 in the game. Ontiveros hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Carruthers covering, for the out. 1 out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mercer is 0 for 2 in the game. Mercer strikes out. 2 outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Matthews is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Matthews moves to second. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Thomason is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thomason hits a fly ball into left field. Jorgensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Giants 1. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jorgensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into right field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 0-for-2 in the game. Mackinnon takes first base on ball 4. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mackinnon. The throw from Rader and he is safe. Mackinnon steals second. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Foote is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Foote hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-1, Expos. Don Carruthers is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Carruthers is 0-for-1 in the game. Carruthers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Pepe Frias now playing second base. Chris Spear batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Spear is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rader is 0-for-2 in the game. Rader takes first base on ball 4. Daryl Thomas pinch hits for Craig Robinson. Daryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rader moves to second. Willie Montanez pinch hits for Ed Halicki. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Montanez hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of White. Montanez reaches second base with a double. Rader scores. Thomas goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Expos. Jim Barr pinch runs for Willie Montanez. Dale Murray now pitching. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Barr moves to third. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Herndon takes first base on ball 4. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Herndon. The throw from Foote and he is out, Foley applying the tag. 2 outs. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ontiveros is 0-for-3 in the game. Ontiveros hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Giants 3. The Expos will come to bat. Daryl Thomas now playing second base. Gary Lavelle now pitching. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Roenick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Roenick bunts towards the mound. Lavelle fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Foley is 0-for-3 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Roenick moves to second. 1 out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thornton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Thornton hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Roenick moves to third. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 3 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it and throws to second for the out. Roenick scores. Two outs. It's 6-3, Expos. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Parrish. The throw from Rader and he is safe. Parrish steals second. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jorgensen takes first base on ball four. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Frias hits a fly ball into right field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Mercer is 0 for 3 in the game. Mercer hits a fly ball into left field. Jorgensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Matthews is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Thomason is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thomason hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of White. Thomason reaches second base with a double. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Giants 3. The Expos will come to bat. Barry Foot is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Foot is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Foot hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ontiveros fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. White is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Rader is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rader hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Daryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rader moves to second. Glenn Adams pinch hits for Gary Lavelle. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Rader moves to third. Thomas moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Mike Sadek pinch runs for Glenn Adams. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Herndon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to second for the out. Rader scores. Thomas moves to third. One out. It's 6-4, Expos. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ontiveros is 0 for 4 in the game. Ontiveros hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats on Tiberos for the out. Thomas scores. Herndon moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-5, Expos. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Mercer is 0-4 in the game. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Murray fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 6, and San Francisco Giants, 5. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.